Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, August 22nd. As promised, got the hair, got the beard cleaned up. Jaguars, they're going to be taking on the Falcons tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. in Atlanta. Ryan Nielsen going to return to Atlanta, where he was the defensive coordinator last year. The Jaguars starters, they are taking the field in this one. No doubt about that, according to Doug Peterson. And the Jaguars are looking to cap off a second straight undefeated preseason. We're going to dive into this matchup here today. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, like our brand new Duval State of Mind t-shirt. Just dropped the pre-order today. They've been selling like hotcakes. You can go pick one up right now. Pre-order it. JenJag.com/shop. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in. So, Atlanta Falcons, AJ Terrell just got his bag. Well-deserved, one of the better young corners in this league. You just traded for Matthew Judon, a veteran edge that does a great job. Just signed Justin Simmons, one of the best safeties in the NFL over the past half decade plus. They've got a lot going on. I mean, earlier this offseason, you signed Kirk Cousins. Then in the first round, after signing Kirk Cousins, you draft Michael Penix in the top 10. Unbelievable stuff, right? Falcons are a very interesting football team. You've got Drake London, Bijan Robinson, who absolutely put Chad Muma on skates last year. Jags were able to beat the Falcons in the regular season last year in London, but you're probably not going to see any of these guys, right? From what we're hearing, the Falcons are not going to be playing many starters, if any. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris confirmed that Michael Penix will not play. Certainly wouldn't expect to see a Kirk Cousins sighting, right? So it looks like it's going to be the Jaguars starters, at least a lot of them, against a lot of Falcons backups. And so that presents an opportunity. And I've talked to people this week, and it's like, well, you know, if you go out and get the job done against backups, it's like, well, that's what you were supposed to do. If you don't get the job done, then you look bad. But I think that for the Jaguars coaching staff, it's not about perception on the outside. It's about trying to accomplish certain things before the regular season kicks off and trying to continue to progress in the right direction. And so they're going to go out and try to get their work in against the Atlanta Falcons, no matter who's on the field. And Trevor Lawrence talked about that as well. And now you can certainly talk about the strategy the Jaguars are employing and have employed throughout the preseason. You know, since the league switched to 17 regular season games and 3 preseason games instead of 4, different teams are handling it differently. But the Jaguars have been a team where you play the final week of the preseason, you play your starters a bit. And Doug Peterson mentioned they might play up to 2 quarters. Personally, I don't think they need to play that much, but again, we'll see how that ends up going. A lot of teams have used preseason week 2 as their game to kind of get their starters out there as much as they can and then kind of pack it in for week three and just rest these guys up and try to get healthy for the start of the regular season, which is early in September for the Jaguars' first game. And for most of the teams, first game is September 8th. So you obviously want to avoid the I word here if you're the Jaguars. You've already got a couple injury situations, not a huge deal, but a couple injury situations that are worth monitoring with Dewey Wingard, Keelan Robinson. Certainly those two guys, I think, are the ones that might be out for a substantial amount of time. No word on Keelan Robinson, but Coach Doug Peterson, you know, talked about Dewey Wingard probably being out around the same amount of time that Tashaun Gibson is out. Tashaun Gibson is suspended the first 6 weeks of the season, so you can look at Dewey and probably assume he'll be out at least a month to start the regular season. So those are two guys you certainly wouldn't expect to see. I'm not expecting to see Eric Armstead out there. I don't think there's any reason to rush that along. No Christian Kirk this week. No C.J. Beathard. The Jaguars brought in E.J. Perry to kind of be the third quarterback this week. Probably will only be in Jacksonville for a handful of days. Daniel Thomas, I saw him in a boot earlier this week. Wouldn't expect to see him either. Now, the good news is, and I've talked about this, the Jaguars and the rest of the teams in the NFL, they now have a new roster mechanic where at the end of training camp, when you have to go down and cut your roster to 53, you can place two players on injured reserve, and those two guys do not have to be held out the entire season. The old rule was if you got placed on injured reserve prior to or at the start of the season with the roster cuts, you had to be on injured reserve for the entire year. So the good news is they could place Dewey and Keelan Robinson on that injured reserve list or whoever they want to place on the injured reserve list and get those guys back at some point during the season, and they won't count towards the 53. So that's kind of the injury update there on some of those Jaguars players. I do expect to see the five starting offensive linemen for the Jaguars for the first time in preseason. And Press Taylor talked about that. I asked Trevor Lawrence. They think it's important to get those guys out there as a starting five. Trevor Lawrence wants to be able to just line up behind those guys, get a feel for it. Obviously, Mitch Morse is the only real new piece to the starting lineup on the offensive line, but you want to get out there, get a feel for the pocket, get a feel for making checks, get a feel for getting hot reads, all that stuff. So I think it's going to be good to see those guys out there, but I want to see these offensive linemen. If you're going up against backups, you need to go beat the crap out of them. You need to be able to run the football early on in this game, and you need to protect Trevor Lawrence at a high level. I absolutely do want to see that. Otherwise, I think it's like, what are we doing here? Because there's no reason. You know, each of these guys have played at various points in the preseason. Anton Harrison got his reps last week a little bit. Ezra Cleveland did too, got a few reps. Seen Mitch Morse a little bit. Brandon Scherff, Cam Robinson. These guys need to go get the job done. And then I think Walker Little coming in with the second team will obviously get the job done wherever he's at on the line at tackle, whichever tackle he's at. We'll see how that goes. But I think that this starting OL needs to go out there and have a good game against backups, because you're probably going to be going up against guys like...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brandon Dorlus, a rookie. Rook Aurora, another rookie. Again, players that are backups in this league. I don't think you're going to see many starters out there on the defensive front for the Atlanta Falcons. And so you need to prove, hey, we can get the job done here. Trevor Lawrence, he's going to play. You want to play clean, want to play smart. Don't want to see him taking any hits. I also want to see him get it going with Brian Thomas Jr. a little bit. They have had really nice connection here the last couple weeks of training camp, last 2 to 3 weeks. It's been going very well, but you haven't seen that in a game yet, and that's no fault of either of them. Trevor Lawrence hasn't played much in the preseason yet, but he will get some drives in this game, should get several drives, and you'd like to see those two get that connection going a little bit before the start of the regular season in a live setting. They've done it plenty in practice, and I have every confidence in the world that they can continue to do that, but it'd just be, again, good to see in a live setting. Continue to keep it going with Tank Bigsby a little bit there. Don't want to get him too many reps, in my opinion, because he is a vital part of this offense. I think D'Ernest Johnson, you don't want him to get injured either. I would like to see after, you know, if ETN, Bigsby, and Johnson are in there for a little while, I'd like to see a lot of Jalen Jackson and Gary Brightwell later on, just because I think that those two guys are fun to watch run the football. And you don't want to get any of your top three injured. Those guys are going to be critical for the Jaguars offense. In 2024, want to see Mac Jones cap off what has been a fairly strong preseason performance so far. He's definitely been better in the games than he has in practice. I think in practice, he's pretty loose, just trying to see what he can do, what he can get away with. But this is a quarterback that presents a much higher level of play than what you've seen at backup quarterback for the Jaguars over the last couple years, in my opinion, a better, more talented player than C.J. Beathard. So I think that's pretty exciting. I want to see, can Joshua Cephas or Elijah Cooks make it tough for the Jaguars to cut them? Because so far throughout preseason, you could look at those guys and say, we could probably stash both of them on the practice squad if we want. Can one of these guys step up? Because I think they are both talented receivers. I think that they are both more talented as receivers purely than Tim Jones. But Tim Jones, who has been around here in Jacksonville, 26 years old now, has been in this organization for a while. He knows how to get the job done on special teams at a high level, and he knows how to get the dirty work done at the receiver position, you know, the blocking, setting screens, all that type of different stuff that really is overlooked by fans, but important for a football team. And then who stands out among the edge and the defensive line group? Like, you've got guys that have been playing very well in both units. The Jaguars' defensive front has been strong throughout the preseason and in training camp. I want to see these guys go out there and compete their butts off to make the back end of this roster. And look, I think Travis Gibson is a lock, even though he's not one of the top two at edge. You know, Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, those top two guys. I think that obviously Mason Smith, Jordan Jefferson, they're going to make this football team as high draft picks, fairly high draft picks. Mason Smith's a second round pick, Jordan Jefferson, a early day three pick. But guys like Tyler Lacy, Asese Otemewo, these guys, I want them continuing to compete their butts off, which they have, certainly. Guys like Breland Speaks, like Gaziano, who just signed with the team before the Buccaneers game and then went out and got three pressures and a sack. A sack that, you know, pretty much ended the game for all intents and purposes. There's a lot of players competing at a high level. Miles Cole, seventh round pick, who I've been impressed with so far in preseason. A lot of guys competing there, and I think it's going to be a really interesting group. And then on the offensive line, Cole Van Lannen, Blake Hantz, Tyler Shatley. Probably two of these three will not make the 53-man roster. Straight up. And so, who's going to earn it? Who's going to say, hey, I belong here? You can't afford to get rid of me. We're going to find out. Maybe none of them. Maybe one of them. We'll see what it looks like. And again, I just want to continue to see Jalen Jackson play well. I just love his game. Love what he brings to the field, the running back out of Villanova. He did such a good job in pass protection last week. He's a tough runner. Has shown very good hands as well throughout training camp. So this is a guy I'm really excited to continue to watch, and it might be the last time I get to watch him in a Jaguars uniform. We'll see how it plays out. But Gary Brightwell's done a good job as well. So I think that this is just a chance to put a bow on the preseason, to finish strong. Again, to finish with an undefeated record for two straight years in the preseason, which means very little in the long run. But when you're gearing up for the season, I think doing a good job in preseason and all three phases, and speaking of all three phases, obviously you want to see Logan Cook continue to boom the heck out of the ball. Cam Little do a good job on kickoff and in his place kicking duties. So I think that this has been an impressive preseason, an impressive training camp. The Jaguars are a couple weeks away from their regular season debut, a little over a couple weeks. I think they're moving in the right direction, and they've got a big test with the Miami Dolphins, which, you know, Ryan Nielsen talked about. They may or may not have started peeking at the Dolphins a little bit to get ready for that week one matchup in Miami. It's going to be a tough one. That's one of the fastest teams you'll ever see. Very well coached by Mike McDaniel. But Jaguars taking on the Falcons tomorrow night in Atlanta. Preseason finale. Jags looking to go 3-0 in the preseason for the second straight year. Let me know what you're going to be looking for in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the brand new pre-order for the Duval State of Mind t-shirt. Become a channel member here on YouTube if you want to support the channel even further. Thank y'all so much. Have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.